This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome back to another episode of Betches Brides. I'm your host, Fallon Carter. Joining us today, we have Minted's Emily Berry, VP of Weddings, and Michaela Richel, Lead Wedding Concierge. This episode is all about learning how to use Minted for your big day. Engagement season has come. We're still in a little bit of a moment of surprise. We might get a little trickle here and there. But the major question on everyone's mind is, what's the next step? Where do I start, especially when it comes to Minted? What you guys got under your hood these days?
Yeah, so when you first get engaged, it's obviously a very exciting time, and we want you to fully relish in that excitement and bliss. And then when you are ready to get started thinking about wedding stationery, save the dates, those sorts of things, we would love for you to schedule a Minted wedding concierge service as one of your first stops on your stationery journey. It is really the best way to get an overview and talk to a Minted stationery expert to just hear all the possibilities and see what suits your needs. So I feel like that is just a really great starting place for all couples who have recently gotten engaged.
So basically they can just go to minted.com, say like, hey, I need some, it's a concierge, if you will, like someone to help walk me through all details regarding stationery, and they can actually talk to someone, or is this digital?
It is a virtual consultation. So it is a video consult, and we get to talk to you. Yeah, it's really, really, really helpful. A lot of people come in not knowing where to even start. So we'll just kind of guide you on that path and get you in the right direction and make it as easy and honestly as fun as possible.
All right, cool. And Emily, what's new on the scene in Minted? What are some of the things you guys are cooking up for 2024?
Yeah, so some of the things we're really excited about for 2024 are expanding opportunities for brides to add their own unique touch that really speaks to their wedding. So something that no one else will have. It's truly, truly unique. So some examples of things that we are launching or recently launched include opening up our weddings marketplace to small makers who make truly unique items that brides can add in. So things like custom wax seals with your crest on it. Things like custom envelope liners that have a venue illustration that's uniquely your own, or a picture of your dog, very popular. and then you can incorporate those icons, those items throughout your entire day of experience as well.
So I'm very familiar with Minted, and I've known you guys since the beginning of time, it feels like. And there was even a time where you guys had, you opened up artists and they created kind of specialty artwork, and you really were lending that, kind of like introducing new artists to people in more of a home manner. And now that's going to be available for weddings?
Absolutely. Yes, it is. And we're really excited about, you know, directly connecting brides with the opportunity to pick an artist whose style they like, whose work they've admired as they've been, you know, pinning and getting inspiration and really getting excited about what their day is going to look like.
So a little bit more customization, which is everyone's favorite thing.
Absolutely.
Well, let's take it a step back, Emily. Tell me a little bit more about Minted as a whole and kind of the things that you do offer outside of just wedding invitations.
Absolutely. So Minted is a premium design marketplace where independent artists and independent makers provide both to design and very high quality products across an array of products, stationery, home, and fine art, as well as other categories. Our wedding offering can cover all of a bride's needs, from planning an engagement party to sending out stationery for your save the dates, your day of, your invitations, your day of decor, table numbers, menus, and then following up after the wedding on thank yous and, you know, maybe a holiday card celebrating your beautiful photography as well.
Yep. And artwork for your home, apparently. So we got it. We got everything under one little hub here, which is fabulous. You guys really take care of everything. But Michaela, they have the concierge call. They really are about to get started. What's that initial next step when it comes to wedding stationery specifically?
Yeah. So save the dates, engagement party invitations. Those are usually those first pieces that you're going to need as a couple to get that announcement out there, have people start to know when the date is so they can plan accordingly. So we have some really, really comprehensive planning guides and checklists and resources on our Minted Weddings homepage. So those are great starting places as well, for sure.
And then what would you say timeline-wise? I know we all have like that 6 to 8 months is when you're sending save the dates, but when you're working on a digital situation, there are so many other steps that have to happen, like organizing your guest list and maybe even ordering some samples to identify the paper that you like. Talk to me a little bit more about the digital experience and working with Minted on a timeline front.
Yeah. So you mentioned save the dates. Those are a great thing to just go ahead and order. We have a free sample kit that's really thorough, has amazing products to look and see and feel. Order those as soon as you can. People can do that a year in advance, get it checked off your list, and then start collecting addresses and putting together your guest list. That is another thing that a lot of people wait a little too long sometimes. So the earlier, the better on that, for sure.
You should be working on them now if you just got engaged, just calling it out. And one of the things I loved about Minted is that you can kind of play around with fonts and type styles and colors and change a lot of different things. Have you guys updated your kind of like play tool on the design front? And what does it look like to actually now design invitations with the Minted tools?
Yeah, so our customization tool, we've made a lot of great changes. Text boxes can be changed. The sizing can be changed. Fonts, like you mentioned. And so you really get to do a lot on the front end if you want. Otherwise, we will also still pair you with a designer after you've placed your order. And our designers are fantastic and they can do a lot of the heavy lifting for you after during the proofing stage.
They are. I've definitely submitted some orders where in the notes section, I'm like, designer, use best judgment. Like, I'm like, here's the text. However you want to make this look nice, I choose your adventure, honey. So you guys are really great at having an amazing array of designers to help make kind of a digital invitation come to life beautifully.
Absolutely.
What would you suggest is the easiest way to collect those guest addresses, as since that seems to be the next major step?
Yeah, so you can actually request addresses directly from your Minted account in your Minted address book. So it's really nice. You can send out a link either via text or email. Your guests will fill out a form. And once they do so, it pops up into your Minted account like magic. So it's really helpful to do that. And then also the Minted app is a way that you can request those addresses and also scan envelopes that you get. And it will input those into your account as well.
All right, cool. Emily, anything you want to chime in as far as anything going on in the wedding scene that you're really, really excited about?
Yeah, I think, as I mentioned earlier, Minted works with independent artists to design our stationery. So you can start from one of our beautiful designs and then customize it to make it really uniquely your own, but starting from that great foundation. We launched a new design collection based on crowdsourced design and voting every year, and that collection is launching in February. So I'm really excited to share the world, the amazing designs that our artists have put together. I've already gotten a sneak peek in there.
They're amazing. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, You can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button. Uh-oh, I spilled something on it. Or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you're thinking of the top tips for kind of customizing a design and like where to start, you know, what's some people are like, I have to have my wedding design. I have to have my colors already. What are some of your suggestions on really just using your, what you've got in store and kind of tweaking it as you need for, as your vision grows?
Yeah. Well, first I would say when you're in the really early stages, like save the dates, let's say, you don't have to have it all figured out. A lot of people think they do, and you really don't. You can absolutely have everything coordinate from those save the dates to the invitations to those day of items. But if you're somebody that isn't quite sure those early stages yet, a lot of times save the dates really focus on a photo. So if you've taken engagement photos, those are a great featured focal point on the save the date. And then invitations and everything else can follow later on. If you want to bring in specific colors, textures like golds or silver foils, the letterpress texture is something that really adds a high-end luxe feel and is that old school traditional printing method. So those are all things to start thinking about what you want to bring in, whether it's from the get-go at Save the Dates or later on invitations through day of. Okay.
And the wedding concierge on that initial conversation can kind of bring those things to the forefront and walk you through those components. But what's one thing you wish more people knew about using Mented to kind of do it all?
Honestly, I wish I would love to educate people and help people understand that customizing is really, really kind of the world is your oyster. There's a lot that can be done in terms of colors, in terms of placement, text, formality. People have different needs for what they want to put on an invitation, whether you want to include parents' names or you want to keep it a little bit more simple. We can really make a lot of changes to get your stationery exactly to how you need it.
And that brings up a valid point. A lot of my couples are like, I didn't know there were so many ways to say you're invited to a wedding. So how do you kind of even jumpstart into like, is it you are formally the honor of your presence, the parents, so-and-so? Like, are there tools on Mented to help us walk through all of the options of etiquette?
Yes, absolutely. So wedding concierges are a great resource, but we also have a really helpful wording and etiquette guide right on the site. Because each of those sections really depends on how formal, how traditional you want to set the tone for your wedding. Because after all, the stationery really does set the tone and kind of helps guests understand what the event will be like. So if you're going, you know, black tie, you may want to do the very traditional Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so invite you to celebrate or request the pleasure of your company. So the wording really does make a difference with how formal or casual you want the wedding to be.
And is there a way to customize the invitations without working directly with the designer? That was one of our listener questions. Or Like, can you truly kind of customize it and play with yourself, like maybe uploading elements? Or talk to me about what the limitations are with kind of doing it yourself, if you're that kind of girl, or working directly with a designer.
Yeah, so there is a lot that you can do yourself. We'll always give you, you know, for Save the Dates invitations, that option of leaving notes. We call them design requests for the designer to incorporate. But if you want to do as much as you can on your own without that, by all means, there is a lot that can be done. Just know that you don't have to sit there with a ruler and make sure everything is perfectly spaced. We will take care of that for you.
I'm telling you guys, that note box is a saving grace, because I have been like, this doesn't fit. This person's last name is all the way in the red. It's not making it. Like, can you squeeze this down? So choose your own adventure, but you do not have to, my friend. So
yeah.
So what are some of your favorite invites right now? Do you have some favorite ones or favorite designers that are on your – and are you allowed to say what your favorites are? Talk to me.
I mean, I am a sucker for all things letterpress, so
same.
It doesn't even really matter. Like, I love the kind of more bold and typographical, you know, where the names are the focal point and it's high contrast with a really beautiful black ink on our cotton white cardstock for letterpress. It's the paper that's a little bit more of a cotton texture. It's really beautiful. So that's always my go-to.
I feel it. And let's talk samples. Let's say someone is like, I don't know what kind of paper I want. I don't know what letterpress really means over another type of style. Maybe digital printing is just fine. What are some ways that people can kind of get samples in their hand before making a true investment or a true decision?
Yeah. So we have an awesome free sample kit. It's going to give you paper swatches of all of our offerings, foil color swatches, envelope swatches, some pre-selected designs for you to look and feel and see what you like. So that's a great starting point. And then you can also order individual samples. So maybe you've done a little homework, you've narrowed it down to a few of your top designs. You can order those samples to see those in person too.
I love that. Another one of our listener questions was, are there any electronic options? No e-vites, but classy PDFs to send to those outside of the U.S.? What are some of your solutions to having to send digitally?
It's a great question. Right now, one of the best ways to share information about your wedding internationally, especially, is through your wedding website. So making sure that for those guests, all of the information that they need is presented there. The beautiful thing about our wedding websites is if you pick an invitation template on Minted.com, it can come through into your wedding website. So they actually get to have that experience, set that tone, just the way anyone opening that paper invite can experience. We also have capabilities for online RSVPs and meal choices so that they don't need to worry about not only receiving the paper invitation internationally, but also sending back their responses and waiting for that, the mailing time.
I live. Okay, cool. So Minted can have, you can design a beautiful suite and it can match your website.
Exactly.
Perfect. Okay. Anything else? Can they link the registry? Can they do all the stuff on there?
That's a good point. New to Minted this year is a partnership with Birdie Cash Registries.
Yeah.
So you can, they're amazing. So we're so excited to be working with them. Okay. And that's live on the site now. So you can go onto your wedding website and add a cash registry, which is especially fantastic for family and friends remotely to be able to contribute to your day.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Cool. So if someone did want to send a digital moment, yes, we're saying websites is the best way to do that. And send the paper. We love the paper. Okay, great. I love the paper too. I'm a paper girl. I was like, yeah. What about timing on websites? Talk to me, Michaela, a little bit about your tips on when to kind of get those details. And is there someone to help you with that too?
Yes. So there is someone to help. Again, back to wedding concierges. We have a service where we can help walk you through step by step, set it up for you with you, really guide you through that process. And we've worked with a lot of couples, so we know what works and what doesn't on websites. So we'll give you that advice. And honestly, same with the addressing. It's never too early to start with a wedding website. And you can start small, just maybe have a couple pages. And then as you get more details and as you keep planning, you can turn more pages on, get it a little bit more, you know, full of all of your details as you get closer.
Yes. A lot of my couples are like, what has to go on the website? I'm like, literally just enough. You don't need to tell everything. It can evolve. But What's a question that you constantly get regarding wedding websites from newly engaged couples?
That's a great question.
Safe space.
You know, people have so many different needs. Some people do want every single page on the website filled out with every piece of information that you could ever want. And some people do just want the basics, the bare minimum, so that it's really simple and easy to navigate. So I do get a lot of couples asking, like, what do I need to put on there? Or how do I add additional questions or additional pages? And there's a way to add custom pages. So if you want to do an FAQ page that just has all
my
of your guests.
My favorite page.
Yes. That's so helpful. And honestly, it just cuts down on any back and forth of your guests contacting you or texting you or calling you and asking, hey, what should I wear? Is it going to be outside? Just put it on the site. So those are lifesavers.
Yeah, it's like that user experience is a game changer. Think about all the questions you're already asking yourself as a couple, and then think about all the questions you're starting to get text messages for. Add those to an FAQ page. It will save your life. Trust me.
Yes.
Saves my inbox. All right. When it comes to mistakes, printing mistakes, typos, things like that, I have this kind of anxiety thing, whether I'm doing Mented or even working with a stationer. When they send it to me, I cannot look at it. I'm like, I can't fact check it because it's printed now. The world is ending. Like, what if I find a mistake? It's What are your solves for making sure everything comes out perfectly?
Yeah, well, the first thing I would say is we have a really awesome proofing phase or proofing process that takes place after you make that initial purchase of your stationery, where that designer is going to come in, make any changes that you ask for, but also double check spacing, alignment, typos they'll look for. Now, if it's a name or a location that they might not be familiar with, those kinds of mistakes, you know, they do happen. So if
it's
that
life.
Is the case, yeah, It's life. And if that does happen, we have a really great customer service team and a team that will help resolve any of those issues. We do want you to be 100% happy with your stationery. Yes.
And I tell my couples, always make sure to look at the spelling of your own name. Sometimes you just glance over it, and there's more times than not that there's a missing letter. And also send your proofs and even your address list. Send it to another family member that you know is well-versed. Sometimes the mother of the bride or mother of the groom, just to have a second, third even set of eyes. Sometimes the state abbreviations are not that state. So you just really want to make sure there's someone else who's really granular and has that view to check it out.
One of the biggest ones too to check is if you're not getting married on a Saturday. Make sure you've checked that the day of the week that corresponds to each of your events is correct. Because sometimes you just kind of default into the Saturday mindset. And so you want to just double check.
That is a pro tip for everything, period. If your wedding is not on a Saturday, even your emails, like when you're talking to your vendors, put that thing in the subject of every email if your wedding is not on a Saturday. Period. Emily, you nailed it, girl. Thanks. Okay, we've got wedding stuff. We've got save the dates. We've got invites. We've got suites. The concierge is great. We got a website now. But now we're through the planning. We're now designing it. We're now going into what are the guests physically experiencing or interacting with on the day. Talk to me about what your offerings are regarding day of decor, essentially.
So for your day of, we really have everything spanning from the smaller details like a place card or an escort card for the reception to those bigger items like signs for an itinerary or just a welcome sign in general. Or if you're creative and want to do an unplugged ceremony, we can really put whatever you want on a sign and have it all coordinate with your invitation suite.
Copy.
Yeah.
Now, this is a question I get often when people are using a Mented service. How soon do I need to order that stuff? Just understanding day of decor, sometimes you don't have the details till pretty close to the day, especially when it comes to escort details and where people are sitting. What should be a mindful deadline for people using the Mented platform?
I think giving yourself a month from your wedding date, like as a deadline to when you need to order, is a good rule of thumb. If you're making an appointment to talk to a concierge, do that maybe 2 months so that you've got some time to think about things and then place that order a month in advance. Because like you said, if you need place cards, table numbers, a seating chart, all of which we have, you're going to need to know who's coming.
Yeah. And what I love is that you can actually place the order and still kind of fine tune the physical printed details. So it's like, let's place the order maybe when you're actually doing your invitations. Like, you know, you're going to need the table numbers. You know, you're going to need menus. The design is going to match, but maybe I'll fill in the details of physically what's being printed at that later time once I actually have that. Is that still a good approach?
Yeah, you can absolutely order as early as you're ready to get started on that proofing stage. And the proofing stage is unlimited, so you don't have a timeline or a deadline. Okay. You can just approve it to start that whole printing process whenever you're ready.
Proofing. That was another – we haven't really dug deep on what the process looks a little bit more granular. The moment that you kind of place an order, you've put some words on – you've typed in your name, you typed in the details. Then a designer takes what you've put in, makes it pretty, sends it back to you for you to look at.
Correct.
Is there, what else happens during that moment?
So the design team, once they receive your order and they give it, you know, their
love,
perfecting, they say yes, they give it the love, they send it back to you. You are more than welcome at that point to just add notes and revisions all over that card if you want them to make any further changes. So they are kind of on standby waiting to see if anything else is needed. And then if so, they will get it back, make those changes. And it's a really quick turnaround. It's usually within a day or two that they'll send you new proof. So it's a speedy back and forth, which I think is always helpful to know when you're, you know, in crunch time or stressed about timing.
you're thinking about it at night, like, oh my God, there's a mistake.
Yeah.
And Emily, when you're thinking of just warehouse volume and kind of high seasons and kind of sometimes wedding seasons, just everyone needs what they need. What does that look like from a shipping standpoint or kind of a design busy time? Are there seasonalities within Mented, or you guys can pretty much handle it all?
I think that's one of the best parts about working with a company like Mented is that we have the supply chain to
yes.
be able to smooth our supply so that even when we have peak seasons, and I'm sure many of our brides will realize this very soon, if not already, that June and October are going to be our two big peaks. Even when we're approaching those timelines, Mented can handle this and get these things out to you in a really, really fast time.
Yeah. I love. And then going back to kind of that decor, the signage is sometimes big and large. Shipping all of that, should they budget a few extra days, or what's the timeline there?
We pride ourselves on being able to get especially our day of elements to you with expedited shipping. Often that can be as fast as overnight, depending on FedEx's requirements. Yeah.
You know, we have some late to the party people, and they're like, oh, I forgot to order. Right. And you guys can do the expedited. You can do the rush. You can do the...
Absolutely.
I dig. So closing us out, let's talk about those thank you notes. And is this something that you kind of add to the suite? It's already included? Or what are our thoughts on ordering and preparing for the thank you notes?
Yeah. So with thank you notes, we will have a design that coordinates beautifully with your invitations if you do want it all to keep that consistent look. A lot of times couples wait and order those after the wedding because they want to feature a photo and you're waiting for those sneak peeks or your photographer to do a couple edits for you. So it's really common to order those kind of after the fact and have them to send out to all your family and friends with a photo of the two of you.
All right. I love it. Emily, any closing words on the amazingness of Mented?
I think just to reiterate what Michaela said, as you're thinking about what you want to make come to life, trust me, we can do it. If you ask, we'll figure out a way to make it happen. One of my favorite kind of secret menu items that people don't always know is that we'll retouch your photos for you. So if you have a beautiful photo of you and your fiance and you want that to be in your save the date, but you have bags under your eyes, put in a design request, use that notes box.
AI.
This is actually hand done by our design team. So really? They're going to make you look beautiful. So you should feel free to truly treat us like the world is your oyster. We can make this for you.
Oh, you're going to get a lot more requests just off of that alone. I guarantee you. For me, probably. So, I did not know Mented had. You have like a little secret menu. I love that. That's beautiful. Any other secret menu items that are your favorite?
I think that one's a favorite. I personally love a custom crest, a custom menu illustration, a custom pet portrait. And our artists can do all of those. And we're actually working on ways to make that even more accessible to our couples. And so I just can't wait to see what couples do with that.
Come on, 2024. All right, Michaela, what's your secret menu, that item that you love?
Okay. I don't know if this counts as a secret, but you can actually repurpose some items for other needs. So a lot of people want a menu that is actually our long and skinny kind of program format, technically speaking. So we can actually print your menu on a long, skinny program and you get that different look. So that's one of my favorite things to do.
Okay. So you can really customize everything at Mented. So you heard it here, couples, nearly weds, do not walk, run to Mented.com because they have everything, not just for your wedding, but also even after the fact. Let's get into a little game. This is unpopular opinions. I'm going to go easy. It's going to be fun. And we'll all just chat. Group dances with choreography are cringy. Thoughts?
Yes, but I will say I have led a flash mob before at a wedding. So. Caveat.
I think to me it depends. I think I've seen some really beautiful ones where one I think of from last year, the bride was part of a dance troupe. They were nearly professional. It was stunning. It was amazing. It was like being in a show. I, as a guest, was thrilled and very impressed. So I think it can be done really nicely as a tribute to the couple.
Keyword professional is the takeaway here, folks. They are cringy. To me, I get secondhand embarrassment. And if you're not a professional, I'm like, it's like, I can't hold my face straight. I'm like, please, everyone sit down. So unless you guys are professional dancers and this is something you do, please just walk in, do your first dance, and then please sit down. We love you. Okay. DJ should have free reign to create the playlist they want.
That's a lot of trust. Hey, if you know your DJ and you've been to a wedding where the DJ has done a stellar job and you trust them, I say go for it. But if you're a little bit more of a control person, you want a little bit more control, it's a little risky.
Yeah, to me, I feel like this one really comes down to the couple and not only what they like, but what their VIPs at the wedding will be okay with. I know. I feel like we're hearing more and more about guest experience being what couples care about the most. And if you have a very conservative family or a family that loves to dance, but only if it's a certain type of music, then I understand why you'd want to give some guidance.
Guidance is the takeaway. Like, you can point them in the right direction. Maybe give like your top 10 do not play songs. And then maybe a top 10, like, we love these, so they can get a vibe. But I've had couples who literally want to hand over a playlist. And I was like, DJs to me are like an artist. They are in their own right. They know how to put song and you can hear a sample of an old song and then you play the new, you're like, what? So it's like, hire someone that you trust wholeheartedly so you don't have to be like, here's my playlist. Like, like point them in the right direction. All right. With paper stationery, you should do all or nothing. Doing paper save the dates, then Evites are odd. Oh, you guys might be biased on this one, but keep going. Tell me.
I mean, I love paper and I love the experience of opening people's paper invitations after I've gotten their save the date. I'm excited it's on my calendar. But then I open the invitation and I'm like, oh, wow, this wedding is going to be like the style of this invitation. Mm-hmm. So it makes me excited. Personally, I also do like to RSVP online. It's easy for me not to have to remember to go RSVP later. I can just RSVP as soon as I get it. So I like kind of a hybrid.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like I have become a stationery nerd at this point working for Minted. We have just such beautiful options that I kind of am in the camp of why wouldn't you? It's so beautiful and it's something that you'll hold on to forever. So it is a keepsake as well, especially knowing a lot of couples like to do that beautiful flat lay photo too on the day of with their perfume and all that good stuff. So this is really just the ultimate way to have a physical memory of the best day of your life.
I agree. I got my start in events in the stationery department. I worked at a stationery store and I was flipping William and Arthur books and Crane books and doing this, that, and the third. So I was handwriting what they wanted to say, underlining the capital letters. So I am a little old school when it comes to like, I'm 100% sending paper all the way, but understanding also the USPS and how they are the bane of my existence. Sometimes when I'm trying to get things out timely, sometimes I gotta send some electronic to be like, I know you didn't get this. Here it is virtually. So I agree with you, Emily. I'm all about a hybrid, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but I love sending paper and I would strongly suggest it, especially with Minted, because you can also have like, you guys have made it a little bit more accessible for people because stationery has a reputation of being extremely pricey. So you guys have made it extremely easy for people to have something beautiful without making a wild investment. From a bridesmaid, you should let your bridesmaids wear flats if they want to. Sure.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Well, the last time I was a bridesmaid, I was 7 months pregnant. So
you were wearing flats.
I was wearing flats, thanks to a very kind bride. So
yeah.
I feel like this might depend. But in general, I feel like you want people around you to be their happiest, best self supporting you. And if they're very uncomfortable, they're probably not going to be thinking about you as much.
At all. And if that's a requirement, you should let them know before they sign on to be a bridesmaid. Like,
yeah.
A requirement is you have to wear heels the whole night. Because you might get some people who are like, you know what? I think I'll just meet you at the wedding.
In my flats.
I'll cheer from table 10. Michaela, what are your thoughts? Are you okay with it? Everything's fine? Choose your adventure?
Yeah, I want my guests, family, friends to be comfortable. So whatever makes them happy. If they're wearing a long dress, even better. Nobody's going to know the difference.
No. Ask them to get like a flat with a little platform heel where they can just, what do you call those sneakers that have a little bit of height to them? They'll be fine. What happened to having the bachelor party the night before the wedding? Let's bring that back. Let's not bring that back. Okay. Ooh. Sorry. Unpopular. Bringing that back.
It's so hard. Everyone's so spread out these days. I think, you know, get your people together when you can get them together. And if that's the night before, it's the night before. If it's the weekend before, it's the weekend before.
Was it the night before? I never thought that was a thing. That was a thing?
I think it was a thing. And it's very true. It's not as much anymore. And I think, I mean, I would imagine some of this question might come from the expense of bachelor and bachelorette parties and the travel and the separate weekend you're committing. So I could understand why you might want to do it then the week of the wedding. I think night before feels like you're not going to get the experience plus the rest that you might want.
That's my thing. I'm like, I don't want to be hungover on wedding day.
Or like have dry skin, you know, like sort of a bags under your eyes.
We're going to have an IV person come and do drips for everyone.
Like I would probably maybe you could do like a girl's luncheon the day before or something like that to kind of make it a little more in line.
My over 35 self loves a daytime anything. Sign me up for daytime mimosas. I am there. We're closing this ship down by 8 o'clock. Let's do it, girls.
Love it.
Love. All right, so guys, we're not bringing that back. Please continue to plan your bachelor and bachelorette parties way in advance so you can heal from any ailments, broken bones, bags under eyes, and do that whole thing. We love you, though. All right, you guys, Michaela, Emily, any last words as we close out this episode?
I'm so excited to be inspired by what brides of 2024 and 2025 now create.
Yeah. I also cannot wait to see what new trends are going to be popping up. And I can't wait to see what everyone creates this year for their wedding and for next year.
All right, let's do it, party people. That's it for this week's episode of Betches Brides. Michaela and Emily, can people follow you on social? Minted.com? Talk to me. Where are they
Minted
following
Weddings.
You?
Minted Weddings is a great place to get inspiration and see everything that's new and fresh.
All right, cool. And you guys can follow the show at Betches Brides on Instagram. You can follow me at I Am Fallon Carter. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now. We'll have new episodes every single Monday. So please be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Until death do us part. The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Rebecca Salzmacat, Lauren Salome, and Sean Kilby. Editing by Rebecca Salzmacat. Social media by Lauren Salome. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.